pushing 7. She was barely 5. He rode up on his broomstick horse and said, "You want to ride?" His boots made a funny sound, cause they were his daddy's size. His hat kept slipping down below his eyes. And they rode off in the sunset down the sidewalk. She laughed at him every time that he talked. His two front teeth were missing, but he had the cutest smile. She thanked the cowboy for the ride. Well, he was 17 the next time he rode up. She'd never seen inside a pickup truck. Well, he was tall and handsome, smiling cuter than before. And he'd grown up to fit them boots he wore. And they rode off in the sunset down the highway. They took their time getting home the back way. Later on in the front porch swing, he pulled her to his side. She thanked the cowboy for the ride. Well, he loved her since a child. She'd always felt the same. So they settled down and hitched their dreams together. And they raised two broomstick cowboys and one little cowboy girl. To know God paints the sunsets of the world. Well, he's almost 67, and she'll admit the 49. He still loves her like a child, and she still feels the same. Well, he smiles a little slower at the twinkle in her eye. They still saddle up from time to time. And they ride off in the sunset in the evening. Stars as bright as if they'd never seen them. She never fails to say before they go to sleep each night, "Well, I love you, cowboy. Thank you for the ride." Well, I love you, cowboy. Thank you for the ride.